It's time now for the Short and Sweet Business Beat, and for that we are joined by Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce, who has just come from the Chapel Hill Town Council meeting talking about downtown. Just come might be a strong term. It was a couple of days ago.
I mean,
it was a long drive from Town Hall.
I was one of the last to leave at the building.
Oh, there you go.
The mayor was concerned, wanted to make sure I got to my car safely, but was able to make it home in between now and
okay, that's good. And that's now. Good. Those meetings can run long, though, so I wasn't 100% sure.
They can. The best was when Town Hall was being renovated, they temporarily were in Orange County Southern Human Services Center, and like the door, they could not change it. The doors would lock
right.
at midnight.
Yeah,
and
so they,
no matter
a hard
how long
midnight
it went,
end.
Yeah,
yes,
like,
I remember
it
that.
It had to end by then.
Weren't there some town council members who were like, can we just have it here from now on?
I'm not sure, but it is in Chapel Hill. The Southern Human Services Center is in Chapel Hill. But I think it's just we're coming to the end of a session, if you will, before summer, and I think they're trying to make sure they get some things done and not wait for summer. And a lot of these things outlined in the Downtown 2020 Work Plan are things that are already going on, but can also many groups, including the town, can hit the ground running on them. Mm-hmm. So was glad to be at the town council meeting.
Yeah. And really talking about the Downtown 2020 Work Plan, which is just sort of an ongoing discussion that's been in the works. Chapel Hill 2020, Rosemary Imagine, downtown discussions, all of this leading to a vote to go forward with the work plan at the town council meeting on Monday. And you spoke in favor of it.
Of moving forward with this work plan, but also want to see some of the bigger questions revisited, bigger questions that were outlined in the 2010 downtown framework. I asked council to think about how can downtown be the place where town and gown literally and figuratively meet?
Mm-hmm.
How do we expand the borders of downtown? Does downtown get bigger? Does it go a little further down Martin Luther King? How do we connect with Carborough? And how can we make downtown as much of a grid as we can?
Yeah.
A lot of connections, even if they're just pedestrian connections, make it more of a grid and expand retail opportunity through that.
Yeah.
So I spent some time revisiting the downtown 2010 framework, but I'm excited about working on this new work plan. It's not a small area plan, but really a series of strategies to kind of make downtown a more vibrant place.
Yeah. So, how has the town been doing it? Like, your opinion, how has the town been doing on this so far? I know there's more to do and more to talk about and more to change. But
I think they've been doing a good job, and I think where the rubber is literally meeting the road is we're going to see some implementation of the 2015 bond funding towards improvements, some streetscape improvements, some lighting improvements. I think a lot of work has been done through the Northside Initiative and through the creation of their conservation district that I think can inform this. But I think everyone's at a place where Empowerment's Dolores Bailey said this, I've been part of all these input sessions. I've been part of all this planning, but when are we going to see some action? And
right.
So I'm hoping that this is a little pushing on the accelerator to get us to a better place with downtown. And I think we're going to see a lot come out of a lot of data has been gathered around parking, and I know that that's one of the initiatives that it's part of this to see to look at parking for downtown. A lot of improvements that we're going to have. I can't wait to announce it. Free parking downtown in July.
In July.
And so the town is working with the university to find to try out different spaces for employee parking downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to see what's next. And there are some ways that you could start celebrating downtown already. One is today. I don't know if you knew this, Aaron, but today is National Onion Rings Day.
Or NORD for short.
I don't know. I guess, like, Kind of like Fridays on the Front Porch.
I apologize.
We're gonna make a new acronym for the National Onion Rings Day. But the downtown.
I didn't know there was a National Onion Rings Day.
I did not.
I'm not in any way surprised. There should be.
It's an opportunity to celebrate and thank Onion Rings for everything they've done for us. So I'm glad that we are celebrating it. But the Downtown Partnership is actually using this day as a time to like just have a summer social. So today on National Onion Rings Day, you should head to Sandwich on West Franklin Street. Downtown Partnership staff and board members, I'm on their board, but I'm unsure if I'm going to make it to Nord, but on their shaded porch from 5:30 to 7:30.
Oh, no, you're in Nord. I mean, everywhere today is National Onion Rings Day. It's all around us, like a ring.
So you should go like a ring. So you should go to their porch on Sandwich from 5:30 to 7:30, meet new friends, reconnect with old ones, and if you order onion rings, they're on the Downtown Partnership. So,
nice.
So it's an opportunity to get people downtown, reconnect downtown, and maybe talk about some of these ideas that were approved on Monday night at Chapel Hill Town Council.
And that is a full, complete dinner right there.
Just onion rings.
Onion rings. Yep. You got your bread. You got your onion. It's like a sandwich.
You got some oil.
Vegetable oil, probably. I don't know.
You put ketchup on it. Does that count as a vegetable?
Yeah, that's a vegetable. Right.
Okay,
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So all.
Yeah, and that gives
you
some carbs.
I don't think we get to four food groups,
I believe
we've gone to a different nutritional pyramid. But either way,
I used to try when I was in elementary school. My mom, like a couple times a week, would take me to McDonald's for lunch, and then like that one afternoon, we were doing the food group chart, and I was like, no, I had a hamburger, fries, and a chocolate shake. You got your milk, so you got your dairy, you got your you got your meat, you got your potato, you got your bun. It's a balanced meal. What is everyone talking about?
You got it all figured out. For any nutritional advice.
The teacher agreed with me, I think, because it was too hard to disagree at that point.
Any nutritional counseling you need, talk to Aaron Keck. If you want to talk about downtown, head to Sandwich today. Actually, they have amazing milkshakes. So it's worth, onion rings, which are on the Downtown Partnership, mm-hmm. but get a milkshake to go with it and maybe some dinner.
You get your protein
that way
and you're done.
Exactly. Perfect. So I wanted to focus on we wanted to talk about downtown, and so want to remind folks that we at the Chamber post jobs, and one job that's not quite posted on our website, but Blue Teak, which is a store downtown on West Franklin Street, is hiring. They're looking for a born leader to manage one of their top performing boutiques. This is women's clothes and jewelry. You can find out more at shopblueteak.com, and they are looking for a store manager. So retail and restaurants are hiring. Some may be hiring over the summer, but we'll certainly try to keep people apprised of which downtown establishments are hiring. You can always find jobs at carolinachamber.org/jobs.
Awesome. And if you're wondering, Blue Teak is the color blue and then TIQUE. Shopblueteak.com. And it's always when you get a longish website and you have to spell it out. It's like SHOPBL.
Or like
Blue Teak.
Or Bocce. Yeah.
If it's, Bocce,
if
right,
it's
right.
in a different language and you have to spell it in Italian.
Yeah.
So also is really exciting. Robert Poitras with Carolina Brewery came in today. So Carolina Brewery has a new summer menu. So there are lots of new things to try downtown. If you head downtown, they have a blackberry salad, which sounds amazing, with Lions Farm blackberries. So local blackberries.
Oh, wait. I just had that salad last week.
Oh,
you're
my
right.
Gosh.
It's really good.
What?
We went to Carabalana Brewery. Like you mentioned, it was like, oh, wait, stop
wait,
everything.
Wait.
I had that. I can vouch
can
for
vouch
it. It's really amazing.
It.
Yeah.
Carry
on.
I want to try the chicken caprese salad. And then this is what I like. I might like take my time getting back to work and stop for one of these. It's an OBX banana split. It's a banana split that has diced pound cake in it. And toasted coconut. It sounds amazing.
Yeah.
So try it out if you want, you know, for your next blackberry salad, since you enjoyed the first
one so much.
I have a 20% off any entree coupon
for you, Aaron.
This to me?
Oh my God, I'm giving it to you. Thank you.
It's like, it's one of the few times that you could say that you got some kind of party favor from the Short and Sweet Business Beat.
But, that's awesome.
But if folks want to pick up one of those, they can stop at the Chamber at 104 South Estes. Try something off the new summer menu at Carolina Brewery on West Franklin Street. Head downtown today today from 5:30 to 7:30 to celebrate National Onion Ring Day, or as Aaron Keck likes to call it, Nord.
Yes.
And find out more about the Downtown 2020 Work Plan. Head to townofchapelhill.org. Actually, if you go to townofchapelhill.org/RosemaryImagined, which was one of the original planning efforts, that'll take you to what's going on downtown and the newly approved plan.
And still a lot of time to get involved in this conversation, because it really is a work in progress. Like, we've done so much already to make downtown better. And you mentioned the making downtown more of a grid. I was sort of picturing in my head, like, we're doing good on Graham Street. We're doing okay. We're doing good on Church Street. We've got 140 West there. We're doing good on Columbia Street. And then we can just keep filling in those spaces. I think the more we can do with that, the better.
I mean, it's better for retail, it's better for connectivity, and better for traffic flow. So I think town staff, Ray Buckley and Meg McGurk, have set the framework for a lot of this work in progress, and really excited to see it. And some of it is happening already now with a road construction on Rosemary Street, a lot of improvements, bond funding being implemented. So it's exciting what's happening downtown. But you have some unique opportunities to check out more about what's going downtown, whether you're going to apply for a job or eat an onion ring. Downtown is the place to be this summer.
And I know we've talked about this before, but like it really focusing on the grid, like Graham Street might possibly be like pound for pound the coolest street in Chapel Hill right now, the way that that's developed in the last couple of years. So the more we can do with that, the better.
My favorite illustration of that was my coworker. One time I don't know if it was over a weekend or she left early, and she texted me.
We had this conversation.
I'm sorry to repeat myself.
No, because I was like, Aaron, give her a raise.
And she said, I just have my paycheck on Graham Street. And I was like,
you can do that. It's so easy.
That was not something that you ever said when I was growing up in Chapel Hill. So it's exciting to see the transformation. I think Scott Malin at Topo Distillery has some real pride in saying, you know, we're our own little business district, the Graham Street Business District. And I have been seeing Brad at SIDS to cut my hair ever since I was ever since they weren't on Graham Street, when they were on Rosemary Street, and since I was a junior at Carolina. So check out the great businesses on Graham Street. You can just start there and then work your way down to East Franklin. And the summer's a great opportunity to do that. More parking opportunities, not as many students. I love being with the students, but it's a little less crowded, a little more grown up.
Some elbow room.
Nice. So make sure you make it to downtown this summer, and maybe even tonight at Sandwich,
yeah, definitely.
To celebrate National Onion Ring Day.
And they really do have, like, excellent food there. Like, the onion rings are amazing. Oh, you mentioned the milkshakes.
Absolutely.
Definitely check it out. You can get free onion rings tonight. Like, there's no reason not to.
My favorite is the BAM sandwich. And one day, I'm going to get them to bring back the B&B, which was my favorite sandwich that they did. But it's worth checking out. There's so many opportunities. People have, as I said, Carolina Brewery has a new menu. Just come downtown. It's too hot. You don't want to be in the kitchen. Have someone else cook for you, and head downtown for food and beverage tonight and every night this summer.
Absolutely. Short and Sweet Business Beats. CarolinaChamber.org is the website if you want to find out more. Kristen Smith, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.